Hello, everybody, and welcome to Locked On NHL. It is the Western Conference Wednesday show. I'm your host, Jess Belmosto, and this week I am joined with Robin from Locked On Arizona Coyotes, and we are here to talk about quite a bit. Robin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. You know, it's been an interesting week, but I can't complain. This is a beautiful day in Arizona, at least.
Is it like hot? Is it? I know you say it's monsoon season half the time. So
this week we have an extreme heat warning. So it's going to be around 102 to 108, depending on the day. But then at the end of the week, we'll have another monsoon, set of monsoon storms that's going to flood the valley a little bit more.
Oh boy. Okay.
Yeah, it's been a crazy monsoon season. I'll tell you this. We had July was the wettest month on record in Tucson.
Wow.
Ever. About 8 inches of rain.
Holy smokes. So I don't even know like how to segue that. But you know, in not so exciting news, Evander Kane is back at it again in the headlines with some not so great allegations. And his wife, soon to be ex-wife, Anna, went on her Instagram story and made allegations that her husband was betting on hockey and he was playing compromising games for gambling purposes. There's so much to this story. What was your initial reaction?
Disappointment, I'll say. Disappointment, but also not surprised. We all knew the kind of person Evander Kane was, mm-hmm. for years. You know, he's always having money problems, always with this egotistical attitude. Someone who grew up a Sharks fan, I could tell you that I was really hoping the Sharks would turn him around and kind of make him a better person. And when this came out, I'm just like, this proves otherwise. And
it's quite unfortunate, honestly. Like, you never want to see this happen to anybody, but he has a wife who's pregnant with their second child and a little girl at home. And my heart goes out to them because, you know, there's apparently a lot going on with his bankruptcy issues and things like that. So, and it's making it hard on her to access the money, I believe. So it's just, you know, it's a bit unfortunate, but I do hope that the league has done something to reach out to her and kind of make her life a little easier on top of their investigation, which is happening.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, if not the league, at least, I mean, definitely the San Jose Sharks. I mean,
oh yeah,
they've been in San Jose for a while, and like the Sharks should be that organization to reach out and help. They realize what's going on, and obviously I would assume they'd have the money to be able to help right. out in any way possible.
Yeah. And, you know, I know that everybody is like hyper fixated on like this investigation that the league is going to do. And we'll touch on that in just a minute. But just the fact that she's in this position, she's pregnant, he's over in Europe gambling and partying and whatnot. And the Sharks' wives seem like a good group of people. I'm sure that they've extended a hand.
I'm sure they have. I really think that like if this was like, you know, any team, like I think the wives of players or the team itself, whatever, like that's just a really sad thing. It's like you don't want to see anyone go through right. the struggle that Anna Kane's going through.
Exactly. And you know, the league did put out a statement like very, very quickly saying that they would be conducting an independent investigation into these allegations. And everybody was kind of laughing at it because, you know, with the Chicago Blackhawks allegations that have been floating around and are being brought to civil court, they haven't said a single thing.
They haven't. And I think that's what's getting a lot of people upset, because the league won't look into those allegations, but they will look into gambling allegations because it, quote, harms the integrity of the game, which, I mean, yes, gambling does, but also the Blackhawks are doing, like, really, like...
Right. There's a lot more being harmed, allegedly, than the integrity of hockey with that situation. But coming up next, we are actually going to be talking about Chicago, but this time, Jonathan Toews and what his future looks like for... Hello, everyone. It's Jess here. Just jumping in to remind you all to make sure to check out BetOnline.ag for all your sports betting needs. And don't be like Evander Kane and allegedly bet on your own games. You can avoid that by, I'm assuming you're not an NHL player listening to this. But of course, you can bet on multiple different things, not just hockey. There's baseball, basketball, football, and of course, the Olympics. So head on over to BetOnline.ag today and sign up for your free account and use promo code LOCKEDON for that 50% welcome bonus. And, you know, it's a great time to get on that, especially with football season right around the corner. And that's promo code LOCKEDON with your first deposit. Jonathan Toews seemed to have had himself quite the weekend. I don't know if you saw the pictures, but he was at Lollapalooza in Chicago.
Oh, was he? I did not see that.
Yes. He was at DeBrinket's wedding, and then that looked like a blast as well, based on the pictures. And then the next day, there were pictures of them all at Lollapalooza. But the thing is, Toews missed last season due to chronic immune response syndrome. And he refers to himself as a COVID long hauler. And right now there is no timetable still for his return to the ice.
And that's going to affect the Blackhawks quite a bit. I think a lot of them were hoping he'd come back at this point, because a full season off, you'd think, oh, he should be healthy by now. But I mean, this is an interesting condition he has. I don't think anyone really understands it fully.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that he had come out and like said what it was. Honestly, I thought that he had just said, like, I had COVID and couldn't play. So apparently it was more, which is scary, very scary, and wishing nothing but the best to him. And anything health-wise is terrifying. And I think a lot of people have kind of taken their health a little bit more seriously in the last year and a half. So fingers crossed to him, but there is some positive news. Chicago has their goaltender now.
That's exciting. If you're a Chicago fan, if you are a Vegas fan, look away.
Yeah. This whole situation with Marc-Andre Fleury broke my heart, and I'm not even a Vegas fan. For those of you who don't know, Fleury was traded, obviously, from Vegas to Chicago, but he didn't find out through like a phone call from the organization or anyone. He found out through Twitter. And that's so unprofessional and disgusting. Like, imagine if you found out that you were no longer the host of Locked On Coyotes and they just announced a new host.
Yeah, that would hurt a lot. I would be like, what? How?
Exactly. And they're like, oh yeah, you're gonna go host like this other show. And originally he wasn't going to make any decision, or he needed time to think on this decision rather. I mean, moving your family from Vegas to Chicago, it's like halfway across the country, I think. I don't, if my geography is,
it's a pretty good distance away.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a lot. And of course, to go to an organization that is in the, call it what it is, turmoil, that it is, it's just, you know, comes down to, I think, like a moral dilemma in some cases. But of course, I read too much into these things. But it's interesting. He's 36 years old. He won the Vezina last year. And I don't know. I think Chicago might have some hope there in the net.
Oh, I mean, that's definitely going to be definitely an upgrade in yeah. That's for sure. And I mean, it makes them a relatively decent team now upcoming in the Central Division, which I can tell you isn't going to be a great division based off some of the moving parts that's been going on all last week.
Yeah. I just really don't know what's going on with really anything. I feel like hockey has just been in such a frenzy. It's just a lot.
It is. And I mean, some people will get thrown off guard, like probably yeah. people who may not follow the full off season, and they all of a sudden see number 29 in a Blackhawks jersey. They're like, wait, what? How? When did right? this all happen?
Right. Like, imagine you've been like asleep. Like, I know people are like, oh my God, like pretend like you're in a coma and like you just woke up and like you're just seeing all of this news. Like, Tampa Bay won back to back Stanley Cup championships. But like, imagine like being a casual fan and like not really like following any, like not having Twitter. You must be doing wonderful mentally. You must be thriving, but like not noticing that and being like, oh my God, that's Marc-Andre Fleury. Just like you need a good goaltender to keep your team flowing and continuously winning, you do need good car parts as well, so you are not stuck on the side of the road scratching your head wondering why all of the lights on your dashboard are lit up. And I often refer to them as Christmas lights or badges, because that's what they look like. So head on over to rockauto.com today, check out their amazing selection of car parts and all of your car or truck needs, really, to, you know, make sure that your badges on your dashboard are off. And if you have any questions, of course, you know, cut out the middleman and order the parts yourself. Head on over to rockauto.com today and put Locked On in the How Did You Hear About Us section. I absolutely love ordering from them. I am currently stuck with a car that window doesn't, like, it doesn't go up because the motor's burnt out. So I brought it somewhere and they were going to charge me so much money for it. And of course I said, nope, I'm going to go to rockauto.com and watch YouTube videos and figure it out myself. So I was sure to put Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us section. Built Bar is what keeps me going through my days, especially on days where it's too hot to cook, but it's not exactly, you know, mealtime, or I'm kind of in between on what you call it, you know, just not, it's not mealtime, but you still need to eat because you're hungry and you need that energy and protein to get you through the day. And fueling your body with not so great things will cause your day to get somehow worse. So head on over to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off of your delicious protein bars that taste like candy bars. I am absolutely in love with them. I think that they are fantastic to add to protein shakes, add to, you know, I made like a banana peanut butter protein shake a few weeks ago. It was really good. Got to order some more of those, of course, and I can do that by heading over to built.com today and using promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off of my next purchase. So I think you should do the same, especially with school starting back up. You know, you're going to be hungry. You're going to be driving the kids places. You are going to be needing those snacks to get you through the day. So head on over to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off of your next purchase. All right, free agency. Did the Coyotes get anything done in free agency that you liked?
They didn't make any actual like free agency moves. They signed some of their younger players, you know, the ones they offered off or their qualifying offers to. The ones that I did like, and they were signings of players that we already knew they were going to be signing, like signing Liam Kirk to his entry level deal and signing Dmitry Yashkin right out of the KHL.
Oh, okay.
So those are good additions. But other than that, you know, the Coyotes were making just a bunch of trades for their rebuild, which it's been an interesting offseason for them.
Yeah. Well, they were making all of these moves in stockpiling draft picks, which I think is genius. You know, I don't think that they're moving in the wrong direction, but I don't necessarily think that this is, you know, leaps and bounds into the right direction.
It's hard to tell because obviously getting draft picks, there's a huge question mark on what that's going to look like. I think it's what they're doing is the, I had a conversation about this with the, one of the biggest Coyote supporters in town. And he's just like, this is just setting up the rebuild.
Yeah.
Bill Armstrong has to execute on all the seven draft picks or whatever that he has in the first two rounds next year. If he does, if he uses all seven, maybe does something with them. I don't know, but execution is what's going to matter.
Exactly. And I'm hopeful, but any big moves in free agency, just across the league that really kind of took you by surprise?
There was some pretty fun ones out there. I guess one that kind of came out of that came a lot to a lot of people's kind of surprise is the Dougie Hamilton one.
Yeah, you know, I kind of forgot about that until you mentioned that. I was certain that he would be re-signing in Carolina, and then they lowballed him with like a 6.2. I mean, really, I would take this money if somebody offered it to me, but I'm not Dougie Hamilton. It's like $6.2 million for, I think, like 6 years. And he said, no thanks, and is now a Devil.
That's just weird to think that. It's like when everyone's just like, oh, Dougie Hamilton's going to wear this jersey. I'm like, this just looks weird. I just know him as a Kane.
Right. And you know, he spent some time with the Flames as well. And I think a lot of people were kind of hoping that they would somehow fall back into the candidacy of the Dougie Hamilton sweepstakes, which, let's face it, was never going to happen. But
right.
he secured the bag, and that's what matters. So good for Dougie.
Yeah, he's getting paid quite a bit of money.
Yeah, seriously. To play in
New Jersey. Like that's a hefty amount. And New Jersey still they still got some money to spend. Even with that.
So that wraps up today's episode of Locked On NHL. Robin, where can everybody find you on the internet?
So they can find me personally on Twitter at RobLeAnio1. I post a lot of Coyotes stuff on there, a bunch of other sports as well. But Locked On Coyotes, you can find them at LO_Coyotes. And again, you'll see me covering everything Arizona Coyotes, probably this next season, more Tucson Roadrunners than anything.
Awesome. And obviously you can follow me on Twitter at Jess Balmasto. Can hear me on Locked On NHL as well as Locked On Calgary Flames. And I will be back with Sarah next week. So thank you. And thank you, Robin, for joining me.